everybody, and welcome to episode 54 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts.
Tony.
And I am Lou, and thank you as always for being here. What's going on, Tony?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing? I ask you that every week.
I know.
And every week you laugh.
Always elicits a little chuckle.
Why is that? Exactly. Just not expecting me to be so friendly.
Well, because usually by the time we record this, we've already been
talking
for an hour and a half.
Right? So. The people listening don't know that, though.
I know.
Although now they do. Now they do. Yeah, we had lunch at Fridays today, which was underwhelming.
Yeah. You know, just because it's Friday doesn't mean that's where we need to eat.
I thought there was a rule or something. Yeah. I made a mistake. I'm just glad it wasn't Thursday because I would have had no idea where to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't have a huge number of choices around here.
What are you talking about? There's tons of restaurants.
Of places that we would want to go, though.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of chains around here. Yeah. It's all chains. Almost all. There's some good places, but you don't like those. There's one of the best Thai places in the suburbs here.
It's not one of the best.
Yes, it is. Kelsey, isn't Taste of Thai one of the best Thai places in the suburbs that you've had? Yeah. See?
Yeah. You pay
right
her.
There.
She's your employee.
Whatever.
She's going to say what you want.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Nobody listens to me, even the people I pay. All right. So what's going on? You got any shout outs?
No. You know what's one thing I'd like to say is I'd like to give out my gamer tag both on Xbox 360 and PS3. So any listeners, can ask to be my friend.
Is it the same one on both?
Yes, it is.
And that would be?
It is Inktone.
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 There you go.
That way I think it'd be a little fun, kind of fun. Like if.
Sure. If anyone wants to.
Any of you listening out there have like the same game I have.
In Gamerland.
You know, just we can kind of, it's a good way to communicate.
Yeah, and play games together.
So I will just guess that if I don't know who you are one of our listeners.
Or
but if you could include
stalker.
A message saying that you're one of our listeners and maybe, you know, tell me your name. Because, you know, you can't always tell by the gamer tag.
Right.
That'd be cool, I think.
Yeah, especially since your old gamer tag was Carrot Sticks.
It was
Nobody would have guessed that was you.
It was not Carrot
Sticks. It wasn't?
Sticks. Oh. And don't ask me why it was.
I would give out mine, but since I don't play the consoles that much, I mean, what's the point,
right.
Really?
Yeah, I will say I'm rarely on the 360 unless there's a game I'm playing that's not available on
so
the PS3.
So are you out of love with that system?
I'm just more in love with my PS3.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say right now my 360 is a little janky.
Really?
There we go. First time I've used it today.
Really?
In that I think I'm nearing the red ring again because every time I turn it on the first time, it doesn't come on or I get a like one red section, but not, you know, the three.
Yeah.
Not the deadly three.
The D3.
So I think it's on its last leg.
Why have I never had problems with this?
Well, you rarely use yours.
But that doesn't seem to make a difference.
And also, my unit's a lot older than yours. I mean, I think yours is...
Yeah, but they fixed it once already.
What, mine?
Yeah, didn't it get fixed
but they
once?
Fixed the same old one. It still's got the same components in it.
Well, then what did they do?
Just made it so it worked again, but it's still...
But I mean, wouldn't they have replaced the bad component with a newer one that wasn't bad?
I think it's a larger component than that. I think they just...
You're making this up.
I am. I don't really know.
But
apparently the new ones don't have that issue anymore.
Yeah, so. See, mine's the Elite, and somebody had told me, it might have been you, as a matter of fact, who told me that the Elites didn't have that problem. But yeah, I don't know.
I was probably just speaking out of my keister.
Wow. Okay. So now you know what Tony's superhero power is, in addition to his gamer tag. So it's two.
But I do know that the ones they make now. So if anything happens to mine, I'll definitely get another one, and then I can rest assured that.
Why would you get another one if anything happened to yours? If you're not even playing it that much anymore,
I'd still have to have it.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with me?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Should we move on to video games?
Yeah, that's fine. We're already talking about them.
Oh, okay. This is the last time. Well, one of the last times you'll hear me talk about Borderlands because I've finished the main game.
Yeah.
And it's very sad. So I am playing through the DLC, the Island of Dr. Ned, the zombie.
Island of Dr. Ned?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
I don't like it as much as the main game because it's completely changed the whole atmosphere.
Okay.
Because it's like a zombie island and it's all at night. And,
yeah.
You know what I like about the other part of the game is that it's, you know, during the day and it's bright and it's expansive. And here it seems very cramped. And it's just a different atmosphere.
Totally different.
It's
feel.
Like they were trying to like give a little nod to Resident Evil.
Yeah.
But I'm not having as much fun with it.
You know, what's funny about that is, I don't know if you remember when I was talking about playing the DLC for Fallout 3, the one that was Operation Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
One of the things I loved about it was that it changed the environment because it was sunny and bright and,
right.
you know, it wasn't all this gray and brown from the rest of it. So it's funny how...
Yeah, I also don't like the zombies because, I mean, they're completely different to deal with because they don't have guns, so they're not shooting at you,
right.
but they come at you. So if you get kind of cornered, they're just like...
It is weird that they would do something that different
was,
from the rest of the
totally
game.
Totally different. I mean, it's still the same mechanic and it's still you know, the same
it's just,
kind of
it's
gameplay.
It's just a kind of strange
but
thing.
But I'm just not... I just don't feel at home with it like I did with...
Let me tell you something, program. Developers. You don't have to put zombies in your game, period, okay? It's not a requirement.
Right.
That's probably something else I'm going to hear about Star Trek Online in the future, full of zombies. Like Borg go. Zombies. Zomborgs. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I'll probably play through it again because what's really cool about it, and I think I've mentioned this before, is you can take your existing player with all your stats and all the things that you have, and you can either stay in the world from the first playthrough and just, I mean, you could still go through and find enemies and kill them, but there are no more missions from the main game, or you can do another playthrough with still all your stuff and all your stats.
Oh, okay.
So that's really cool. Or you could, you know, I could still take that character with all my stuff and stats and, you know, play co-op online.
Yeah.
And doing some of the missions over again.
Yeah.
So, so there's still a lot of game to play.
Yeah.
So...
That's good.
I also went back and revisited Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're coming out with that new one.
Sure.
And I tried it when it first came out. And
when do you know when that's supposed to come out, by the way?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think they have a set date yet.
Yeah.
But
is it supposed to be this year, though?
I believe so.
Man, I hope that's good.
Well, here's my thing. I got it when it first came out for 360, and I never really warmed up to it. So yeah. I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe I didn't give it enough chance. So I got it through Gamefly for the PS3, played through further than I did on the first one. And it's so weird. It's Star Wars, which is, you know...
A good thing.
The world that I love.
Right.
And it's like third person action, you know, kind of along the lines of like God of War, where you're killing enemies and doing things you need to do and blah, blah, blah. But it's just not fun for me. And I don't know the reason why.
Now, when you said they're coming out with a new one, you mean a new Force Unleashed? I was talking right. about the MMO.
No, I'm referring to the sequel to The Force Unleashed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't like it. When I played the demo of The Force Unleashed, I didn't think it was fun at all.
It's not fun, and but I can't tell you why. I don't know why I don't like it.
You know, and I think that's part of the reason I didn't like Star Trek Online is because it just, there's something about it that just doesn't feel right. You like,
right.
like, I like the whole world of Star Trek. You know, I loved the movie last year.
Uh-huh.
I was a big fan of Next Generation. I like the whole idea of Star Trek and what it represents. And I would love to be able to walk around in that universe and do the things that your favorite characters do. But it just wasn't implemented in a way that felt right. I mean, it didn't,
right.
it wasn't fun to move around. It wasn't fun to shoot stuff. It was just all kind of like a hodgepodge of work in a sense.
Right. This is kind of like that as well.
And it's just, I don't get it. I don't get how these people who have obviously spent a tremendous amount of time and effort putting this together could not realize that it's not fun. I mean,
right.
you have to go, I don't care if you like World of Warcraft or Guild Wars or Lord of the Rings Online or Warhammer Online, whatever online games there are. I don't care if you like them or not. You have to play the ones that people spend a lot of money on to at least try to figure out some of why they're popular.
Right.
I mean, even for somebody like you who, now I know you haven't gone back to World of Warcraft in a while, but when you got in there, even for somebody who wasn't already prone to liking that genre, you could see immediately how it was.
Right.
How and why it was popular.
Right.
I mean, it's so accessible and everything is very clear. It's very clearly presented. You know what I mean?
Right.
They did a good job, and you don't really even notice it necessarily until you get more into the game and see more of it, but they've done such a good job really of you know, making the characters stand out from the backgrounds and all this sort of thing. There's a lot of stuff done right. I mean, there's always issues with stuff, but it's just so weird to play these games that it seems like the people who made them have not played any other games like them.
Right. And no, I agree.
It's a very disappointing thing. And it's disappointing for them too, not just like, oh man, I wasted $50. It's like I feel bad for them because, you know, here you are, you got the Star Trek license, and you've got an opportunity to do something great, and you just completely dropped the ball on
right.
it. And it's not quite as bad as the Stargate Online thing, but...
No, which, by the way, I believe today, very soon, that that shooter that
oh right
MMO turned into is, you know, it's only like $20.
Yeah,
have you seen there.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I was just laughing at the fact that it's $20. I mean,
yeah.
Every time I've seen the graphics,
it's like
for
they've
it,
just taken all the scraps of
yeah.
of the pile of junk that was left on this project that they're not continuing with.
Yeah.
And, you know, well
what can we salvage?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, if they can make some of their money back, that's great. But from what I've seen of the graphics of the MMO, I don't know why you'd want to go in there and right. do anything. It didn't look that great. I have been playing World of Warcraft more. I actually started a horde character
yeah.
because I just wanted to do something different one night, and I just needed a change of scenery. And I was a little apprehensive to do it because, you know, I don't like playing evil characters. But I have to say, you're not playing an evil character when you play the horde. It's just like the other side.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's more like two sides of a sporting match than it is good and evil. Because you're not, you know, going off killing babies and stuff. You have right. the same kind of missions, the same kind of stories, but they're unique to your...
And there's two sides to every story.
There are two sides to every story. Sometimes three. Sometimes more if your name is Tara. It was nice to have a change of scenery. And I started playing a rogue, which is, you know, they dual wield daggers and they uh-huh. can stealth and just like walk around unnoticed
right.
and stuff. It's a fun character to play so far. Because, you know, I played that mage character for a while and I just couldn't get into it.
Right.
It's just very tedious. The rogue is much more fun to play. But anyway. And then, of course, I've been playing Mass Effect 2 more, which so far I really enjoy.
Is there a lot of reading?
No, everything is spoken in that game. There's really no reading.
But,
the only time you
ever
have
to, a lot of like conversation?
There's a lot of conversation.
Oh, see.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like it. You know, and I'm sure the balance of that changes as you get more into the game and you're doing more missions as opposed to the story part of it. But yeah, there's a lot of dialogue.
Right.
So you may not like it because
but
of
you're
that.
Enjoying it.
I am enjoying it.
And there is action in it? I mean,
yeah, there is action. And it's kind of nice to be hanging out with Ivan Strahovski. Yeah, you know, for a couple hours.
Because that's as close as you're coming.
I think we're booking her for an interview.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll
in studio.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
You're going to take like sound bites from that game and loop them together.
And from Chuck.
I do want to mention that BioShock 2 came out this week.
Yes, it did.
And I have not gotten it. I was going to get it, but Heavy Rain comes out like in a week and a half, and I think I'm going to wait for that. So I put the BioShock on.
Yeah, we had heavy snow this week, and then...
Yeah.
Next week.
But I also want to mention that the demo for Heavy Rain.
is
on PSN right now. So maybe I'll try it and I'll hate it and I'll just run out and buy BioShock.
There you go. My biggest problem right now is not enough time to play all this stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and my computer at home, you know, the whole thing of it overheating and stuff. I still don't know what the issue is. I don't think it's
the multi-chips.
What?
The multi-chips.
Multi-chips. Well, from...
It's good
in
a cookie, but you don't want it in
No,
computer.
You don't want it.
Right.
Yeah. And you made fun of me for my heavy snow joke. you know, I went online and there were a bunch of people that said there's no way that my card should be running at the temperature it's running at. Because, you know, if you have an ATI card, the ATI's little catalyst control panel will actually show you the temperature your card's running at,
uh-huh.
how fast the fans are running and all that. And it's idling at like 90 degrees Celsius, which is, you know, almost boiling.
Right.
And, and a lot of people are saying, oh, there's something wrong with your card. But other people were saying that series of cards
is janky.
No, just runs that hot and it's okay.
How is that okay?
Well, the problem is, and maybe it is, that's fine. I mean, you know, they quoted some ATI people and AMD
people. If
you're
in the Sahara.
Do you know what movie you just almost quoted?
No, I don't actually.
Some Kind of Wonderful. You remember a scene where she was playing craps in an alley with a bunch of hoodlums
yeah.
and she's trying to make a bet and the guy's like, what are you crazy? What do you think I am, the Sahara? But anyway.
Unintentional.
So they said that it's normal for the card to run that hot because I guess the ATI people said it's designed to do that.
That's bad design as far as I'm concerned.
The problem is that I don't think my system is designed to have a card in it running
right.
that hot. So what's happening
I think your system is built to have something on fire
exactly.
inside of it.
I have no fire suppression system in my computer case. But my computer CPU doesn't even have a fan on it. It's got this massive heat sink with like these heat pipes coming out from the bottom and, you know, dissipating the heat up towards the top. And the heat sink is huge. But then it's got the front case fan that blows air through one of those plastic channels across the CPU and then across the video card and then out the back. But I think the video card is just running too hot for my system. So I might have to upgrade the card just to keep it from overheating because it runs so hot. And my, you know, my computer gets really, really loud when I play games that, you know, are using more of the processing power of the card. And then, like I said here, you know, the few times that I've tried stuff on my computer here, it's like you can't even tell that it's working. So it's got to be something related to that, even if it's not directly the card that's overheating.
Right.
Anywho's. But yeah, Mass Effect 2 I'm enjoying. And I really like a lot of the choices that they've made in that game with regard to characters and character classes and how they do them. You know, there's a lot of very funky looking aliens in those games, but they don't have them like sounding like monsters and stuff. You know, they just sound like any other character, which I think a lot of those kind of decisions I really appreciate. And I think that I actually, you know, I don't mind dialogue as much as you do. And I think that the way they've done the dialogue system is very clever and works very well. There are a couple things, little things that I'm annoyed with. Like, one cool thing is that the game will sort of auto-highlight objects that you can interact with, even from across a room. So, for instance, if you're looking towards a door and you can open that door, there's this little thing that appears on screen and you see a little ghosted thing that says, you know, door open.
Right.
And then as you get closer to it, you can press a button to open the door. One of the things that I don't like is you have to be too close to the door to open it. Like, it'd be nice if you could be far enough away while you're moving to hit it, and then
like
it would open.
Like, if
you
had stretchy arms.
If you had stretchy arms, or if the door had an electronic eye.
Right.
And would open upon your proximity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you kind of have to stop every time, open the door, and then go through.
So it's the realism of the game that you don't like.
Of the outer space game set in the future and way far away on a spaceship with aliens. Yeah, it's the door that's bugging me.
Right.
Next.
Ready for some miscellaneous?
Please.
Sign-ups have begun for the beta of LEGO Universe.
Yes, I've already signed up for the beta.
I figured you did.
I have not been notified of my inclusion as of yet. I'm sure I will be notified.
You've been a big supporter of the LEGO.
Yeah, although I don't know what I think of LEGO Universe. I'm trying to not read too much about it because I kind of want to just go in and see what it's like.
Right.
I do know that some of the stuff I read early on made it seem like they were spending way too much time on the building mechanics. It's like,
Well, isn't that what Legos is about?
Not an MMO. If I want to build, if I want to spend hours building stuff, I'll do that in the
Legos,
real world. Could you stop calling it Legos, please?
Oh, you hate that, I know.
I do hate that.
Speaking of Legos.
Thanks. That's just obnoxious.
There will be another Lego Star Wars game based on the Clone Wars movie and animated series.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think
about
that. You know,
people keep buying those Lego games. I mean, I bought the first couple, and I enjoyed them, but, like, then it's just the same thing over and over.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always new people playing games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they have a favorite movie and theirs isn't represented, then they're going
to
buy them.
I have to say, the first Lego Star Wars game that came out, I had so much fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun. And I didn't even play that far into it, but I still had a good time doing it. It's just, I think it was a little too simplistic.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
But then there were like hidden things that you had to find that were like,
yeah, I like that stuff.
I mean, that added the complexity to it that made it fun for adults as well.
Yeah.
The Sims 3 will
that
be
was
making
a nice little bit of promotion you did there.
Well, thank you.
Making it fun for adults as well.
The Sims 3 will be making a move to consoles in autumn. No word yet on which consoles. So we'll find.
No word yet also on whether or not anybody cares.
Right.
Although
apparently
according to
they
those
do,
statistics,
it's
the
number one selling PC
Ridiculous.
Game of 2009.
That's so crazy.
But that'll be cool because then, you know, I'll rent it on one of the consoles and
yeah, and you get to
find out
see
what
it's all
the
about.
Hell
people are
is
doing
up with
there.
It. Yeah. Plants vs. Zombies will finally hit the iPhone on February 15th.
Ah, they worked out the glitches.
Yes. And Facebook will get its first 3D first-person shooter in March.
Oh, boy.
Brave Arms, which is the name of it, has a cartoony Team Fortress look to it and will be free to play.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and they showed some screenshots of it. Looks, I mean, for a free shooter,
looks pretty good.
Looks pretty cool.
You know, that's a really good move because I don't think people have been spending enough time on Facebook.
And if I have to hear that someone found a magic egg in Farmville or...
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate those Farmville
status
updates.
There's got to be a way. I mean, because I want to hear my friend... I want to see my friend's status updates and stuff, but is there a way to just turn off... their achievements
application
and games.
Updates? I don't know.
Oh my God. Because I have certain friends that's all they do are that Mafia Wars and the Farmville and who cares?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, you know, I think I've actually turned legions of people onto Bejeweled Blitz. Uh-huh. I mean, there's so many people who I know that told me that, you know, they blamed me for being addicted to that.
I know. You know what? I play it a lot now.
Yeah.
I do.
It's fun. I mean, I have trouble with it because of the colorblindness, as you know, but and they never fixed that, which I'm disappointed with. But, you know, I went back recently and played Bejeweled Twist, too. Uh-huh. That game is a lot of fun.
I should go back and play that.
That's a fun game. But yeah, the Mafia Wars and the Farmville, I don't even get it. Like,
I've never tried either of them.
I tried Farmville once when I saw all the status updates for it. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know. Plus, it takes place on a farm.
Right. That's not fun.
That's not fun. Now, if it was a farm in space, it was a farm on an asteroid, we'd be having a different conversation right now. You'd be probably working an intervention.
Right.
But anyway. So you got anything else?
That's it.
All right, cool. We'll be back in a minute to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television, a.k.a. TV, a.k.a. the boob tube, a.k.a. what else do people call the TV?
I don't know.
The telly.
The telly.
Right, a.k.a. my flat panel goodness.
Magic pictures.
No, I don't think so.
I've gone too far?
Yeah, I think so. That's the Viewmaster. Yep. You know, I love the Viewmaster. I'm just going to say there's something that's so reminiscent of your childhood when you look through a Viewmaster and see that picture in 3D. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially when you see things like Viewmasters that have to do with, like, you know, the Rudolph Christmas special or some of these other things where, you know, that there's a little bit of depth to what you're looking at anyway.
Right.
There's something so cool and so satisfying at a very basic childlike level about that. Now, if they can make 3D TV have that kind of a feel to it, oh, my God.
You're in.
I am in. Big time. All right, so what do you want to talk about first?
I guess we'll get American Idol out of the way.
Okay. Wow. That was enthusiastic. So what are you not, you didn't like it?
What? No, it's okay. Just get it started. They're dragging it. Get it started.
But here's the problem. I would actually like it if Hollywood Week was on for a week. Like, they should do it for 2 hours a night for 5 days so that we can see a lot more people singing. Because already, you know, they just breeze through everything so fast. So it's almost pointless.
See, I'm on the opposite end. Breeze through it, get it over with. I just want to get to the final 24.
Yeah, see, I would rather have liked to see some of the other people
sing.
They
should have that stuff online if you want it.
There
were
some people who are really, really good. Who they showed on Hollywood Week, who
the guy who did the version of Paula Abdul Straight Up, that was the best.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. And the dude who took his shirt off in his first audition, I thought he was fantastic
he was good.
Hollywood Week. And then there was some blonde girl who they showed,
I know you're talking about.
We had never seen her before. And I'm like, oh my God.
She had kind of like an Amy Winehouse sound to her.
I don't know about that, but she sounded so polished. She sounded like she'd been doing this for years.
Right. I will say one thing. You know, this is the first time we saw Ellen as a judge.
Yeah.
I thought she was excellent.
I disagree.
Really?
I found her to be completely annoying.
Oh, my God. I thought she was great. She was honest, but yet she threw a little humor in there. She didn't, like, pander to anyone. I liked her a lot. In fact, I thought she was better than, you know, I think she could be one of the best judges.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to reserve judgment for now. I didn't like what I saw of it so far. I thought she was too jokey. If you're joking in response to something, but I felt like she was going out of her way to make jokes, which I didn't like.
Because she's a comedian.
I don't care. If I want to see that, I'll watch her show. Guess what I don't watch?
You know what, right
her
now?
Her show.
That is her show. Well, that's whatever. One of her shows.
She should not have, you know, she needs to pick what she wants to do. She either do American Idol or a talk show. She shouldn't be doing both. If she's still a judge next year, if there is a next year, and she
her and Howard Stern.
And
what do you think of that talk?
But that was BS, right?
No.
Oh, it's actually maybe true?
Maybe true.
Well, then you know the show's done. I mean, come on.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You know, I had heard someone, I don't know if it was just someone saying, oh, you know who should do it? That would be good.
Yeah, you sounded pretty good. Let me ask you, have you ever kissed a girl?
Take your top off.
Come on.
Yeah, you know what? They're not going to be able to dial him down for primetime TV.
Ryan, get the hell out of here. I want Artie instead.
They're not going to be able to dial him down for primetime. Not at all.
You know, I actually don't know if
he makes more than anyone. I mean, like he even needs that gig.
I actually don't know if I think that would be true. I think that he does what he does because that's what he does. I don't think, I mean, that's what he's known for now. I don't think that he's the kind of person who can't not do that, to be honest.
That's his shtick.
I know. For his show. This is not his show.
Have you ever seen him on a talk show? It's the same way.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a shock jock. That's what he does.
I hate that expression.
Jock.
Thank you.
You know, but someone was saying, I think it was just someone who said, oh, you know who would be good? I don't think he's really up for the running, nor would I think that he would do it. But you know who would be good? Because he's kind of bitchy like Simon, and he's got the whole British thing, is Elton John.
Yeah, I can't imagine him doing it.
No, because he's too big for this little horse and pony show.
Right.
But
that is the number one TV show in the entire world.
Yeah, but he transcends TV.
Okay.
He's Sir Elton John.
Okay. Do you think that Simon Cowell is going to be knighted someday?
I hope he wears his tightest black T-shirt for that ceremony.
I'm sure he will, since that's all he owns. Oh, no, he has a white one, too.
I hope he wears a man's ear underneath.
Ugh, that's unpleasant to think about.
Or a bro.
No, I just think that whoever they get on there should hopefully
have
something to do with the music business.
That maybe even Randy will leave too, and then the three judges on X Factor will be Simon,
Randy,
and Paula.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, I don't think it would be bad either.
I would love that.
But American Idol, I mean. It would go down the tubes at that point. I mean,
American Idol. But then X Factor would basically be the same show.
Right.
So it's okay. Because then they're breathing new life into it and they're having all these people who you like.
Right.
I'm all up for that. Where do we vote?
There's no polls.
There will be no voting?
No.
No. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Is there anything else you want to say about Idol?
No, not really.
Let's move to Lost because we got a lot to talk about on Lost.
You hadn't seen Lost last week, but now you've seen Lost.
Caught up.
And now you've seen this week's Lost.
Yes.
And
I like it. I like it and I don't like it. Well, you know what? I can't say I don't like it. I'm just really worried as to where this dual reality thing will end up.
Right.
I mean, there's so much I think that could go wrong with it, but I really like what they've done so far. Last week's the one with Kate and Claire.
Yeah.
Loved it.
That was this week's.
Well, no, this week's would be... Oh, that was this week. I'm sorry. So you know, I'm so used to it being on Thursdays,
yeah,
that it being on Tuesday really throws
me off.
Seems
like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And it's
no, that was
really
this week's.
You're right. It was this
week. What Kate Does, I believe, was the name of the episode.
Yeah. But I really liked that whole
Not
thing.
Sure what that referred to, actually.
And I like to see Claire back. She's really, really pretty.
Yeah. Emily DeRaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. I saw her in some movie. I think we talked about this last year. Saw her in some movie and she was dead in that movie. I'm trying to remember what the movie was. I can't remember it now. She's
but
dead.
We can't give any spoilers because we've been asked not to give spoilers.
We have? Who asked us that?
One of our listeners.
Oh, okay. Are we not naming names?
Dorian asked that we don't give spoilers.
I don't know who that is.
So I won't.
Hey, Dorian. Nice to meet you.
But some stuff came out about Claire. That's all I'll say. That was pretty cool.
What are you referring to?
I'll tell you off air, I guess.
Wait, can we just say don't listen for the next 10 seconds?
Don't listen for the next 10 seconds.
What are you talking about?
That Claire in in one of the,
the
worlds is, she became the smoke monster. Like,
oh, no.
You don't think that's, remember he said
happened
to Claire.
No, you're putting two things together that don't go together.
Okay.
If you don't want to hear this, just tune out for the next minute or so. What he said was, what's his name, Toga?
I don't know.
Whatever, the Japanese guy. What he said was that he was protecting them from the smoke monster. What the thing that had to do with Claire was that whatever was infecting Saeed.
Oh, see, that's
happened,
the thing.
Happened to Claire.
I just assumed that
no,
that's
because
what
we already know the
Saeed.
Smoke monster is the guy who is pretending to be John Locke.
Who killed... Yeah, but I think the smoke monster can pretend to be lots of... I think there's more than one smoke monster.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. You're right. I'm jumping to my theory.
Right.
I'm knee-deep in my theory.
Okay.
That, that the smoke monster like takes over a person's body.
Right. Well,
I think Saeed is still dead, but the smoke monster
is reanimating
Saeed.
Him.
Right. And okay. I think, like he said, you know, the same thing happened to Claire. I think it happened to Claire as well.
Yeah. I liked this week's episode a lot. I thought it was pretty good. There was a lot of stuff in this week's episode
now,
that I liked.
There's something I don't really remember. I'm just foggy on because I think it was doing something at the moment that it happened. But did Jack take that pill?
Yes. And then the guy, the Japanese guy, immediately ran over to him and started beating him up in order to get the pill to come out before he swallowed it because it was poison.
Right.
And then not DJ Qualls said, he actually swallowed it? Remember that?
Yeah.
I also like there was a really funny moment where two of the guys. Now, are these people really the others?
I don't know.
Because they keep referring to them, you know, our group of people keeps referring to them as the others.
Right.
But I don't know. There was some reason why I assumed that they were a different group of people. But there was a really funny moment where one of them mentioned something in reference to the smoke monster. And then one of our people like kind of played stupid. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, a big black pillar of smoke makes a clickety, like makes a pissed off clickety clackety sound or whatever. Right. It was kind of funny to have them describe it in such like plain detail.
Now explain something else to me. So in the other reality, we see that Claire's doctor is Ethan.
Right.
How did that happen? Because wasn't Ethan?
Well, there's a ton of stuff that's different in the other reality.
Right.
First of all, it's not just that they didn't crash. There's a lot of stuff that's different. What's his name? Didn't pick up his sister from Australia.
Right.
Desmond was on the plane for a couple minutes
and
then disappeared.
Right. But Desmond can go in and out of time, though, can he?
Yeah. But he didn't seem to be freaked out when he was sitting next to Jack.
Or even know who Jack was.
Right.
Right. I also think in my theory that the smoke monster takes over the dead people, that happened to Jack's father as well. That Jack's father, you know, when they kept seeing him, was a smoke monster.
And that's why he was telling Locke to do what he did.
Yep.
Because he wanted him to play into his grubby little meat hooks.
Right.
Okay.
So grubby that's my theory, and I'm sticking with it so far.
That's fine. That's a good theory, actually. I hadn't considered that maybe it's all of them. Right. But how did you like Evil Claire? She was a little scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit scary, I thought.
Yeah. I can't believe it's not on Thursdays.
Did you think that there was a tiny little wink to Empire Strikes Back in there when they asked Saeed about getting tortured and he said, I don't know, they didn't even ask me any questions? Did you think that was an intentional nod to Empire Strikes Back?
I'm sure, but I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Well, because, you know, that's what Han said.
Right.
And they've already made a nod to Empire Strikes Back before, so.
Right.
I have no idea where they're going with everything.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't, you know, how they end it will make or break
the entire series.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so I did not see this week's Modern Family or The Office yet.
Right. I have seen Modern Family, so we won't talk about it. But we didn't talk about last week's Modern Family.
Okay.
Which was the one where...
With Minnie Driver.
And one of my favorite things ever was the whole thing with Jay and Cameron. When they go to play racquetball, and the moon landing in the locker room,
not quite
like
as bad as the splashdown.
I like the whole weird little like crush that Cameron has on Jay.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
It's funny without being like I think
creepy,
but that's not what I was gonna say. It's funny without being like, you know, there are two kinds of gay humor in movies and TV. There's Birdcage gay humor, and there's Modern Family gay humor. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, well,
there's those gays, they're so funny humor. And there's just, you know, humor that has to do with gay people. And so I liked that it was not the first variety.
Right. Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, his crush on him is not the first variety of that.
Right.
It's totally in context for the show and the characters, which is really great. Right. But yeah, it was I loved all the stuff with Phil and his fake mustache. It was just so ridiculous.
It was really funny. And you'll really love the one that you haven't seen yet from this week. The whole Phil and Claire storyline.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk
Wait,
about...
so you didn't watch The Office last night?
I haven't seen last night.
You want to talk about last week's?
Let's talk about last week's because I have a lot to say.
Okay. So last week's was the one where somebody comes to Dunder Mifflin to tell them all the new things that they're going to have to do because they're a part of this new company that bought them.
Saber.
Saber. Not Sabre.
As they all thought the name was.
And so, well, why don't you...
Okay, my issue with this episode is that that Michael kind of looks up to David Wallace, even though David Wallace doesn't work for the company anymore, kind of looks up to him as knowing the right thing to do.
Right.
So he goes to talk to him and find out, you know, what to do about all these changes. So when he goes to talk to him, David Wallace hasn't been working. And for some reason, David Wallace has always been, you know, one of the voices
Few.
Of reason on
yeah.
that show. And
right.
Few like not screwball characters has become an idiot.
Right.
And I have such an issue with that in that it kind of takes the credibility away from all the times we had seen him before then.
Exactly. He was always the guy who knew.
And they kind of did the same thing with Jan as well. Remember when Jan, the first season and a half, Jan was like serious and like always had to keep Michael in check, you know. And then she became, you know, Looney Tunes as well.
Yeah, I for some reason it didn't bother me as much with Jan because I think I've actually known people like her.
Right. But, say that every time I bring
it's
up
true,
Jan.
It's true though. But the thing with David Wallace that was so bad was there was always a very clear indication that he knew that Michael was a buffoon.
Right.
And was just baffled by how he was able to be successful in spite of himself.
Right.
That was always there in every scene.
Right.
In every little look that he gave Michael, you know, every little, you know, exasperated phone call. All centered around that understanding.
Exactly.
Between the show and the audience. And like you're saying, they took all that away. I mean, what was the stupid product that
the
he
suck
came,
it? Oh,
I mean.
So dumb.
It was just ridiculous. The thing that I'm upset with is that it seems like ever since Jim and Pam got married, Jim has been turning into more and more of an idiot.
You pointed that out to me, and I agree.
How did Jim not know that it was called Saber and not Sabre?
Right.
I mean, you know. How did Pam not know that? How did Toby not know that?
Right.
I mean, everyone's on board with this stupid Sabre thing. And then Andy and what's her name?
Aaron.
Do their little song and everything with everything.
Which was really funny.
That was really funny. Yeah. And there was something else in the episode that I didn't like, but now I can't remember what it was. But anyway. Oh, I did like when Jim and Pam went to the daycare place
And catch Joey Slotnick on the pot.
Yes. And but what I love was when then they're in their interview and she thinks that it's not going well because Jim walked in on him. And, you know, she calls him out on it. He's like, did you think ever think that maybe it's because you're not as charming as you think you are? She's like, no, that's not it. Like that scene I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
But then again, I love her. So.
They just can't take their mainstay characters that we've known for so long
and flip them.
Flip them, right?
Yeah. Well, it was like that was the big problem with me for especially for the third Raiders of the Lost Ark movie when Marcus, who was this austere, serious, you know, guy straddling the line between the world of education at, you know, where was it? University of Chicago or Oxford or wherever it was.
Right.
And, you know, and the paranormal world that Indiana Jones was, he became a clown.
Right.
It was just such a stupid, stupid move. But anyway. All right. So of things that I saw this week, Chuck. Now, just like you have a theory for Lost, I have a theory for Chuck.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a fan of Chuck and you don't want me to ruin it in case my theory is right, tune out for the next minute. I think that this entire season is Chuck and Sarah playing everybody, including the audience. Because what's happened now is this new guy, Shaw, who's like the sort of head of their group now, is, you know, kind of making subtle moves on Sarah. And he's not creepy in any way. He's very likable. You know, it's Brandon Routh. And then meanwhile, Kristen Kroik, or however you say her name, you know, is Chuck's new love interest. Well, she just happened to show up on Chuck's first mission that Shaw set up. And she just happened to lose her job and then go turn right back around and go back to the U.S. instead of staying in Paris. At the same time that he finished his mission on the same airplane. And now he's hooking up with her. Sarah's kind of, you know, flirting a little bit with Shaw, and it's kind of disappointing because you want to see Chuck and Sarah happy together and working together and having fun together and, you know, shenanigans, all the shenanigans that go along with that. But they're not. They're like hooking up with these other people now. And I think what it is that either Chuck flashed on something or Sarah knew from her experience with her previous partner, who she was in a relationship with, that they'd be watching them and trying to split them up or taking one of them out because they knew that their relationship would be a liability.
Right.
And so I think that they are going along with Shaw and Hannah to make everyone believe that they're over each other and that by the end of the season, they'll be back together and we'll have like busted Shaw and Hannah, who might actually be bad guys. I'm not sure about that, but I do think they're working together. In fact, Hannah might be Shaw's wife. I don't know. Or something. But anyway. Okay, you can come back now. It's so dumb when people do that. If they're not listening, they wouldn't hear you say that.
No, but, you know, I wasn't really listening, so I knew to come back.
Thanks, Tony. That's rude. 24 was great. Chesty McFreckles freaked out, and it was an excellent episode from that standpoint.
Now, is that an actual character name?
Yes, Chesty McFreckles is the name of the character on 24.
I really need to get back to 24.
You really do. And then the Heroes season finale. I have to say, the last few episodes of Heroes were great.
Yeah.
They were really, really good. The
was
season,
Todd on all the way through?
He was, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
But the season finale was excellent.
Really?
It was so good. And it was like the first time in a long time on that show, and, you know, obviously one of the only times in TV in general, when I actually felt like I was watching a living comic book. Like, uh-huh. Everything about the feel of it, the dialogue, the way it was shot, the things that people did, it was very comic booky and very, very satisfying from that standpoint. And there was so much cool stuff that happened. The very end of it was just...
Did it kind of tie everything up, or did it leave some loose ends? Because, you know, there are chances that that was it.
Yeah, there are chances that that was it. And after that season finale, I certainly hope not, because it was really cool. And it opened the door
for... I should go back. That's on demand.
A lot of potential, like, coolness. The ending was just fantastic. It was just really cool what they did at the very end. They're definitely loose ends.
Okay.
Definitely loose ends. But not with this season's storyline. This season's storyline was wrapped up,
uh-huh.
But there are other things with the central characters that are loose ended, so to speak.
Yes.
What was interesting is I was talking to Todd about his role in the finale, and he was actually surprised to see how it turned out because the way that they edited it together was not how they shot it.
Wow.
And his character did something that he didn't do when they shot it.
Wow. That's
so
really cool.
So he was, you know, I don't know if he was super happy with it, but...
Is he dead? Say it.
No. He's not dead. But it has to do with whether or not he made a choice to do something that he did.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I look forward to going back and watching that.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, very cool. And I will be sad to see that show go now if it goes. Because just the energy of the last couple episodes in particular were fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. So miscellaneous TV news.
I have a lot of miscellaneous
today.
It turns out that the Bikini Boy audition from the Denver leg of auditions on American Idol was, in fact, a radio stunt that American Idol producers knew about. They knowingly put him through as sort of a prank on the judges.
Oh, okay. So the judges didn't know, but the staff
The judges
knew.
Didn't know, gotcha. But the producers knew.
Okay.
Casting has begun on the new Hawaii Five-0. Alex O'Loughlin is set to play Detective Steve McGarrett.
Do we have any idea who that is?
I have no idea who he is.
Did you look him up?
I should have had him ready here. Alex O'Loughlin. Actually, I have looked him up because it finished my thing for me here. He's been on some show called Three Rivers.
Never heard of it.
In a movie called Whiteout.
Heard of that. Didn't see it.
He was on a show called Moonlight.
I did see that.
He was on the
show. Was he the lead in Moonlight?
I think so.
Then I think I might know who he is.
He was on 7 episodes of The Shield. He was in the movie August Rush.
Did not see that.
I haven't seen anything he's been in. The Holiday.
Saw that.
He played the kissing couple in The Holiday. How do
well,
you do that?
That?
How do you do that?
I don't know. You would think you would need at least one other person. Right?
Yeah, right.
To play that part.
So let me finish. So he will play Detective Steve Garrett and the role of Detective...
McGarrett.
And the role of Detective Chin Ho Kelly will be played by Daniel Day Kim of Lost.
Oh, well, we like that.
Yeah. Very
cool. I like Daniel Day Kim.
20th Century Fox is working on a 24 movie for the big screen.
Oh, boy.
Kiefer Sutherland will return as Jack Bauer, who will be fighting terrorists in Europe.
Wow. They're getting out of the U.S.
The date for Lost series finale.
Do you think that the guy from China is going to show up? You didn't really think we let you go to Europe and not come after you, did you, Mr. Bauer?
That's Asia.
What?
That's Asia.
I know. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
You didn't. You weren't listening, were you?
No, I got it. The date for Lost series finale has been released. The show will conclude on May 23rd.
Alrighty then.
So I need to ask for that day off. ABC has ordered more episodes of the reality dating show Dating in the Dark.
I never saw that one.
That's the one we talked about where they live in like separate ends of the house,
right,
and they would have dates completely in the pitch dark.
That's so dumb.
And then they had to like, then they got to see each other, but like not the, the person who was being revealed didn't get to see the person's reaction.
Right.
And so then they had to wait on a balcony and see whether they were going to.
Just dumb.
Yeah. Super Bowl XLIV. That's 44, by the way. Unseated the series finale of MASH as the most watched TV program of all time.
What?
With 106.5 million viewers.
Yep. Was there just nothing else going on that day?
I know. It's pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, why this one?
Right. Exactly.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I heard the commercials were really disappointing this year.
The best commercial was definitely the one with Jay Leno and David Letterman.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, we'll
I saw. I saw. Yeah, I saw it being referred to on TV on something else, but right, I still haven't watched it.
What was great about it was, because I actually watched the Super Bowl. What was great about it was you had no idea it was coming. There was no talk about it before.
Right.
So, you know, when they start out, it's just Dave and Oprah.
Yeah.
And then they pan out and Jay's there too. And I actually heard that Conan O'Brien was supposed to be a part of that as well, but NBC put, because this was all Dave's idea.
Okay.
And it was a promo for Dave's show. So give Jay credit for at least
sure
appearing on a promo for Dave's show.
And Dave for wanting him to be there.
Yeah, well, it was all Dave's idea, but Dave also wanted Conan to be on the commercial as well, and NBC wouldn't let him because they didn't want Jay and Conan in the same
area.
Stupid.
What, did they think Conan was going to stab him or something?
New reality show Undercover Boss, which premiered right after the Super Bowl, broke the record for highest rated reality show debut.
I'm really bummed that we forgot to record that.
I recorded it. I have not watched it yet.
Yeah, I really wanted to see that. I could probably watch it online.
I'm sure. Right? I'm sure. I love this next item.
Okay.
Molly Shannon will appear in a number of episodes on Glee as a busty, alcoholic, pill-popping badminton coach who will quickly become Sue Sylvester's nemesis.
See, I like that.
That will be hysterical.
I like the idea of Sue Sylvester having a nemesis who is not...
Shoe.
Yeah.
And
he's got more important stuff to do.
Yes, I agree. The Glee Club. and they have announced the cast for the next season of Top Chef Masters. I don't have the whole list here, but I do have two names of people that I've worked for.
So there you go. Chicago's very own.
Tony Montuano of
Tony
Spiaggia.
Montuano, who is the executive chef of Spiaggia, rated as one of the best Italian restaurants in the entire United States.
And our president's favorite Italian restaurant in Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't know that. You said that before.
And I also worked for Susan Fenniger when I lived in L.A. At she's the chef, along with Mary Sue Milliken, of Border Grill in Santa Monica. But I worked for them at City Restaurant, which was their restaurant before then. So it'll be really cool. I'll be really excited if they're both in the same episode competing against each other.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk to Tony and, you know, see how that went.
Tony Montuano used to have a restaurant here in Chicago called Tutto Posto that is still to this day one of the best restaurants I've ever been to. And then after he closed that place, he had another restaurant called Montuano Mediterranean Table, which was in many ways the same type of place.
Uh-huh.
It was just a different, you know, different venue. And
which
then,
is where I worked for Tony.
Right, and then that's where you worked for him. But then yeah, he went to Levy Restaurants, which is a independent restaurant group here, and is the executive chef of Spiaggia now. But the guy is just a brilliant, brilliant chef. The thing, you know, the thing that'll be interesting to see with him on Top Chef Masters is he's a pretty mellow, laid-back
guy.
Completely. And so, I don't know
and
how
very
he's...
very not about a quick fire.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know how he's going to do
right
on a quick fire challenge because he's so laid back.
Right.
You know, he's a really good guy.
Right.
I've never worked in the restaurant business, really. I mean, it's not entirely true, but... not in Chicago. I never worked with him. I knew him because I was such a big fan of his restaurants. He never, you know, declined an opportunity or a request from a guest to go and chit chat or whatever. I mean, you know, just hang out with you and talk to you and, you know, very approachable guy. And the food that he makes is just amazing.
What I can say about both of these chefs, having worked for both of them, as I've worked for tons of chefs in my 20 years in the business, and you know, there's so much ego with chefs, and so much so that there are certain chefs that I've worked for years that I've never seen them behind the line cooking once, and these two cooked always.
Yeah,
they were always back there, either just fiddling with something or helping out, or like that. Even though they're both stars in their own right,
yeah,
their ego isn't so big that they don't still do what they love, and that's what it's about.
Right. So. Right. And Tony was always very, very concerned about, you know, people being happy with what he put out for them.
Right.
I miss that place. I miss that place. I still have not been to his restaurant at the Art Institute in Chicago, and I'd like to go there. Because my understanding is that some of the stuff on the menu there is stuff that he used to serve at Tutto Posto in Montuano.
Because it's not really a set menu. It's just whatever he decides.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Half of the menu is just like,
yeah, just random
specials. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we'll see.
Cool. That'll be really fun to see.
Maybe we can talk to him on here.
Yeah, we're working on that.
And that's it. That's
okay,
all
cool.
I got.
We will be back in a minute then to talk about movies. Okay, we're back and it's time to talk about movies.
And you have seen a movie this week.
I have seen a movie this week. So I actually can contribute for a change.
Do you want to start?
We'll let you go first. I'm hoping that you know, as the as it heads more into official movie season again, that frequency goes up a little bit. Right. There's some movies that I definitely want us to see together this year too that I already know about. Like I want to go see Salt together.
Uh-huh. That's not for a while though, is it?
No, I think it's not for a while. What else? What's coming up?
There's still
soon?
Production on that.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Tron Legacy. Definitely want to see that together. I know that's
later too, but what are some of the summer ones? Maybe Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2 would be a good one. You know, I was not as thrilled about that movie as a lot of people
were. What, Iron Man?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't think it had the same... I don't know. Something about it didn't pop as much for me as things like the first two X-Men and the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's better than all of those.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it felt like a much smaller, much less epic film than those films.
I don't know. For me, it was more adult than those other films.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. But I also, you know, it's very hard for me to warm to, what's her name? She's such a cold fish.
Oh, but she's such a minor part of it. How can you say, you can warm up to Kirsten Dunst over Gwyneth Paltrow?
Only in Spider-Man. I mean, you know.
I don't like
you her. Know, Kirsten Dunst reminds me of somebody who I used to work with a long time ago who was kind of dumb but very sweet. And from that standpoint, I think that helps a little in that. I don't know anybody like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
So.
There's only one, Gwyneth.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Well, I guess I'll talk about what I've seen.
Yeah.
Let's start with Funny People.
Okay.
I rented Funny People. Adam Sandler.
Right.
But I am a fan of Judd Apatow. So I'm like, okay, I'll check it out.
So you're still sticking with Apatow?
No, usually I call it Apatow and I changed it this time. And I have to say, for the first two thirds, I really liked it.
Yeah?
I really liked it. There's some really cool things about it. There's some great cameos. You know, Adam Sandler's character is a stand-up comedian. And just from the previews, you know, he thinks he's dying. Or he is dying for most of the movie. And what's really cool is there's so many cameos by stand-up comedians.
Okay. Was Carol Leifer in it?
She is in it. She is in it.
I knew that would make you like it even more.
I don't even know that she had a line in it.
Was Josh Blue in it?
Who?
Josh Blue.
No. But there are also other
Stephen Wright.
No, stop it. There are also other celebrity cameos in it as well, which were really funny. There's one scene where he's sitting at a table with Eminem.
Yeah.
And up on the balcony. Now Seth Rogen plays his assistant.
Okay.
So Seth Rogen's talking to Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Up on a balcony. You know, and Eminem and Ray Romano are playing themselves.
Right.
So there's one part where Eminem looks up and he's like, who's that guy that's staring at us? He goes, that's Ray Romano. You don't know Ray Romano? And he goes, no, who's Ray Romano? And he's like, you know, from Everybody Loves Raymond. He's like, I don't know what that is. But he keeps staring at us. So he starts cussing him out.
Yeah.
And it just was such a cool, because there's so two different worlds.
Right, right,
and
right.
So there was a bunch of little stuff like that. Or you'd see Adam Sandler's I want to say his character's name was George Simmons. You'd see him like watching like clips of some of his old movies, but they were stuff that was filmed just for this. They weren't real movies. So like you'd just see like a cameo by some big star that was
in the movie,
pretending to be in the movie.
Yeah.
So for that, it was fun. And I have to say, Adam Sandler wasn't too terrible in it because he plays an a-hole in it.
Right.
And so it's kind of how I picture him to be anyway. So it was believable for me. But where this movie kills it for me, oh, the ending is atrocious.
Really?
I don't want to ruin the story for anyone who might want to see it.
Inexplicable miracle ending?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, because you find out he's not going to die within the first two-thirds. But it just goes this direction with him and his ex-wife, and it just becomes this, like, it's just stupid. It's just stupid, and it's unbelievable. And her character is so unlikable.
Yeah.
That, like, by the end, that at the end, you just don't even care.
Right. Yeah. See, that's why I don't like movies with unlikable characters.
Here's the reason you wouldn't like them, because there's really, I guess Seth Rogen's a little likable, but he's such an idiot that you're like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Seth Rogen fan anyway.
I am, but he's just too stupid in it.
Because he always plays characters that I don't care about. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah. Well. Just in this, you wouldn't like it. Because really, there's no one likable in this movie.
Yeah.
But there are some great, funny things in it. So would I recommend it? Yeah, if it's on TV, check it out. But, you know.
Otherwise, don't worry about it.
I also went to see The Blind Side.
Sure.
To find out what the hoopla about Bullock was about. And I have to say, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Now, let me say, first of all, it's based on a true story. But there are parts of this movie that are so cliche and so contrived that it's cringeworthy.
Really?
But at the end of the day, between her performance and the story itself and knowing it's true, and they do something great at the end. At the end, during the end credits, they show pictures of the real people in the scenarios
that were in the film.
That were in the film.
Right.
And there's a little video clip of the real people. So that part like really brought it all together, because you're like, oh, well, this is a true story. Though I know they took some license with some of it because it's so cliche.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it really stayed with me for a long time. And I have to say, her performance was great.
Yeah. I like her.
So I liked it. Do I think the movie should be Best Picture? Absolutely not. Because some of the writing, it's like, so
it
there
really
are one-liners in there that are like zingers that you're like, oh, come on.
What if the people really said that? What if you found out they really said those things?
It's
you probably
not
wouldn't
possible.
Be surprised.
it's not possible.
Were you sitting there watching the movie going, thinking to yourself, who writes this stuff?
But I liked it. I would recommend it.
Yeah. We saw Edge of Darkness, which is the new movie with Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's somewhat of a polarizing thing because a lot of people won't go see Mel Gibson movies.
Right.
I have to say I really enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was very well done. He's who he is. He mostly plays the same guy in most movies.
Right. There was a joke, I want to say it was on Saturday Night Live, where they said Mel Gibson's in a movie where he tries to save his child just like the movie Ransom. So he seeks revenge just like the movie Payback.
Right.
And like they just keep comparing it to a like conglomeration of all his other movies.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
So yes and no. I mean, what I was going to say is mostly he plays the same guy, but I actually found him to be a little bit different in this because he wasn't, you know, like a hero. He was just a cop. You know, he was just a guy. And then he became a guy with nothing to lose. So from that standpoint, it was, you know, somewhat like some of his other movies.
Right.
But, you know, you kind of expect that from him in a lot of ways. But I thought it was really well done, and I actually liked the story. I liked the kind of twists and stuff in the story, and there were some things that surprised us while we were watching it, and, you know, some good action here and there. And overall, I found it to be very enjoyable.
I want to see what kind of box office it did, because, you know, he's really got a lot of people who hate him, so I'm wondering if it did.
But here's one thing that I will say. So if you've seen this movie, if you're out there listening and you've seen this movie, let me ask you a question. Where was the mom at the end of the film? That's all I'm wondering.
It didn't do well at all. It didn't even make $7 million.
Yeah. So.
Whereas Dear John made almost $31
million. Who would go see that film?
The same people who go to see Twilight.
And The Notebook.
And The Notebook. And when I went to see The Blind Side, they showed a preview for another movie made by the same author of those two.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it really should be my worst entertainment of the week. It's another like sappy love story, but this one with Miley Cyrus Greg Kinnear and Kelly Preston. Oh, it looks horrible.
Is she their kid?
She's their kid.
Oh, okay.
And it's about him getting back together with the wife, but then she's got a boyfriend and like, oh my God, it looks terrible.
Wow.
It's the longest preview ever, and it's only like you know, a minute
long. The longest
long.
Preview ever is that National Guard thing that keeps playing at movie theaters with that horrible music in the background where, you know, it's like the supermodel becomes the Army Ranger or whatever it is.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a while.
Oh, I just saw it last time I saw a movie. Okay, so anyway.
You ready for miscellaneous?
Yes, please.
Wait, Disney is bringing the Lone Ranger. The Long Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger. The guy who cuts grass.
Disney is bringing the Lone Ranger to the big screen. Jerry Bruckheimer will produce, and Johnny Depp has already been cast as Tonto.
Oh, no. What? Johnny Depp cast as Tonto?
Yes.
He's playing an American Indian.
Yes.
Is he still going to have gold teeth?
I don't know. I guess it's possible.
Me, Captain Heapin' Big Pirate
in
Ship.
More Johnny Depp news, Penelope Cruz will be joining the cast of the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Chicago and Nine director Rob Marshall is directing.
Not Gore Verbinski, huh?
No.
Huh. Isn't that going to be a problem for some people?
For Gore Verbinski, maybe. let's see what you think about this. New Line is rebooting the Vacation franchise for three more sequels.
What?
Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo will reprise their roles. The first film will feature a now-grown Rusty Griswold who takes his whole family across the country to visit Wally World before it closes for good.
Now, if they got Anthony Michael Hall to play Rusty, then I would
go see it. Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea.
Well, I mean, why not? He's
well, because
he was really funny when he was...
Two other Rusties.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, he's Rusty.
I mean, at this point, they could cast anyone.
But he's Rusty.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Didn't that girl who played his sister, she died, didn't she?
Did she?
One of, from the three movies, one of them died. I don't remember.
Look it up. Look it up.
Did it take too long?
Holiday Road.
Okay. You didn't read ahead, right?
Holiday. No, I didn't. Why?
Okay. Because I want to get, I want to see your reaction when I read this.
Oh, no.
There are talks of a Star is Born remake with Beyonce and Russell Crowe.
I'm sorry. I have almost no opinion of that other than that it's
just
Beyonce. Oh, dear.
And I have some crazy stuff in here. There is already a reboot of Mr. and Mrs. Smith in the works. The new film will be titled...
How do you reboot a franchise with one movie in it?
Well, I mean, they're redoing it.
That movie's only like 5 years old.
Right. The new film will be titled Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And we'll begin with how the spy couple meets in the first place.
We already saw that.
No original cast members are slated to appear.
Gee, there's a shocker.
No.
Stupid.
Tom Cruise is making yet another Mission Impossible film.
Really?
No. J.J. Abrams will produce.
Oh, so there you go.
And here's the last bit of just weird. Gary Marshall is bringing Laverne and Shirley to the big screen.
No.
Jennifer Garner and Jessica Biel are planned to star.
What? Jennifer Garner
and Jessica Biel.
Hello. Can I play Squiggy? I want to play Squiggy. Please.
Did I wonder if
smell
it'll take...
something? Hello.
I wonder if it'll take place in the 50s still.
I'm just speechless. Jennifer Garner and Jessica Biel.
No, I'm guessing just from knowing what I know, what little I know of them, that I would guess Jennifer Garner would play Shirley and Jessica Biel would play Laverne.
You mean Lavoine?
Right.
I mean, can you see either one of them playing those characters with any kind of authenticity in that setting? I mean, if you think about Laverne and Shirley, the original TV show, you know, one thing you have to give all the cast props for is you didn't disbelieve any of them in those roles.
Right.
I can't see either one of those actors playing those characters with any type of believability whatsoever.
No, let me just say, I hope if they're going to do this, I hope they keep it in the 50s and keep that whole thing. Because if they do like an updated version of it, well, then you're just calling it Laverne and Shirley.
You can't do an updated version of that show because that show
it was about that time.
Requires
right.
that innocence that went along with that
right.
time period.
Right.
The innocence and ignorance that went along with right. that time period.
I would hope with it being Gary Marshall who did Laverne and Shirley,
who would respect
the integrity of
his own work.
Right. Although he did just release Valentine's Day today.
And isn't Lavoine his daughter?
No, his sister.
Oh, it's his sister?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was his daughter.
No.
Oh, okay.
but like I said, let's keep in mind, he just released Valentine's Day today.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that's all about. I just cannot imagine that that's a good movie.
No, but you can tell it's a total ripoff of Love Actually.
Did you love how in Entertainment Weekly they had the big picture of the entire cast of Valentine's Day, except for Julia Roberts?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like this huge picture of everyone who's in the movie, except for Julia Roberts.
Well, I'm almost apt to go see it just to like report on it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's almost a no lose situation, because if it's good, you got a good movie out of it. If it's bad, you'd be able to make fun of it the rest of your life.
Right.
For the pathetic attempt that it made.
Right.
To be.
Although I did catch about half of He's Just Not That Into You, which looks to be similar to this movie, and it's atrocious.
Yeah.
So.
Was that, who was in that? Is that the one with
Drew Barrymore?
No.
No. Oh, it's one of those with a ton of people. Drew Barrymore, Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo?
Yeah.
She's in it? What's she doing lately? I haven't heard about any new projects.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I know, but other than
I've reported on that.
I know, but other than that. Other than that.
That's, you know, that's where all her focus lies. Okay. No, I don't know.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that you like that movie more than the first Spider-Man and the first X-Men.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not,
you know why?
Seeing
because
it.
It's got the humor, I think, is better in Iron Man than almost all superhero.
Well, it's
movies.
Wittier. It's definitely wittier. Although I think the humor in the first two X-Men movies was pretty witty in some places.
No, not compared to Iron Man. No.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't really...
Iron Man, also, I think Iron Man, even though it's a superhero movie, was the most believable, I think, of all of them.
Okay, there's a guy in the movie whose name is Obadiah, and you're going to tell me that's believable?
And you're going to tell me that that's the most unbelievable thing in the movie?
No, but I'm just saying, you kind of have to take it down a notch. His name is Obadiah.
I don't know.
His name Obadiah Stain?
I don't remember.
Nobody would let him be the CEO of anything with that name, because you know he's going to turn on you.
You know, I guess what really, I have to be honest, what really probably does it for me, what makes me like that more than anything, is Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I guess I don't really see Stark as...
I found his character to be much more believable than the "aw shucks, Peter Parker, I'm so torn between."
But he was a kid.
I don't know.
He was a kid.
I don't know. Did nothing for me.
Yeah. No. I mean, I understand what you're saying. If you just don't like that, but
I mean,
like
the action
again,
in those movies, I won't take away from them.
Again,
but.
Stark to me is not a super likable character. I mean, he's not a nice guy.
No, that's what makes it great. That's what makes it great.
I don't know. I didn't really feel like rooting for him, because it seemed like just about everything he did was pretty selfish.
I didn't think that. I'm gonna go back and watch that. I haven't seen that since it came out on DVD.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I didn't dislike it.
Right.
I just didn't like it as much as.
Do you own it?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. But you know, it's one of those things too where you hear so much hype about it, and then you watch it, and you're like, eh.
Right. Yeah, well, you never saw it in the theater.
Right.
You saw it when it came out on DVD.
Right. So that's pretty much it. I just hung up on this LaVoyne and Shirley thing.
Yeah. Who's going to play the big ragu?
Maybe that Italian guy who got cut from American Idol.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't like that guy at all.
I thought you did like him.
No, I couldn't stand him.
Oh, I thought you liked him.
No.
But I did finally see it, because remember I missed a couple of the audition episodes. The girl who didn't make it, who got to ride the aeroplane for the first time.
The girl who likes to jump bridges in Von Orr. You ain't never got to see her before that.
Ridiculous.
Well, she had opportunity and she blew it. How about the chick who like quit in the middle of the group week?
Why'd you even bother?
You know, and I don't think I mentioned this. I think I said it at lunch, but I didn't say it in the show here. Why do they keep showing Big Mike when we already know he's been kicked off?
Right.
He made it, and then he got kicked off.
Because his dad leaked it.
Yeah. Why are they focusing on him so much?
I don't know.
I kind of don't get that.
Maybe the heartwarming story about his kid being born.
Yeah. God, wouldn't it be weird if that kind of thing happened all over the world every day?
Okay, let's end on that.
No, let's not end on that. What was the song that the Big Ragu used to sing?
Rags to Riches.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Why don't you give us a few bars of that?
I'm not giving any bars.
Come on.
Nope.
Okay, will you at least do Rock by My Baby as if in the style of Harry Schmirler, the singing Ford dealer? Rockabye, your baby. I'm Harry Schmirler, the singing Ford dealer. Whatever
That's
happened
such a
to him?
Local joke.
It is.
A local joke to people our age.
Like
you and I are the only people that are going to get that.
It is. I think a few of our listeners will appreciate that. All right, cool. We will be back in a minute to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
The moosh moosh.
The Chicago Auto Show has started, so if you're in the area, you want to see all the cool new stuff that's coming out from all the different car makers, head on over. It runs through a week from Sunday.
I noticed they did a little thing on the news this morning from the auto show, and I noticed that Toyota has a big
safety
display there.
Thing? Yeah. Toyota always has a big display there.
I know, but you would think like right now they might want to like...
Well, it's not like they planned this last week. I mean, they
no,
have
but
these...
they could have pulled out at any time.
Why would they pull out? Why would you pull out? Well, that would make them look bad.
I don't know. Maybe they should be putting their money toward...
They're fixing things. Everything for free.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Okay. Motorola is splitting into two divisions, one for cell phone related stuff and one for wireless networking. Are those the only two things they do? Doesn't it seem like they do way more than those two things?
Like what?
I don't know. They make cable modems, for instance. I mean, I know people with Motorola cable modems and other networking stuff that's not wireless, but I don't know. It just seems weird. But hopefully that'll be good for them.
Right.
Because, you know, I you know, like the idea of American companies being successful in their given markets. And they, you know, they owned the cell phone market for a long time. But their biggest problem is that they're such a hardware company that everything with them for the longest time has been all about the hardware engineering, and like software is second fiddle.
Right.
And that's why
not
they
to
slipped.
Mention design and.
Well, yeah. And that goes along with it. You right. know, anything that's not hardware engineering to them is, you know, second right. class citizen. And they're paying the price for it now, you know, and if they want to regain their market share, they're going to have to get over that.
I had a girlfriend that worked for actually in their design, you know, in the field of design for them here in Schaumburg. And she was saying they were going to come out with their own like phone, you know,
smartphone kind of thing.
Smartphone to battle the iPhone. And they never came out with it, but she was telling me how cool it was. Although, you know, she showed me like pictures of it and stuff. It just looked like kind of a rip off of the iPhone.
Yeah. Well, they probably gave that up in favor of coming out with the Droid running Android.
Right.
I would guess. But I think they are working on, you know, something of their own. And supposedly somebody else is. I can't remember who it is now. Oh, well. Toyota is fixing 50,000 gas pedals a day now.
Wow.
And they've already fixed about 250,000 affected vehicles.
So they've been working on it for 5 days.
Apparently. If you do the math.
We did so badly on a math, simple math issue a couple episodes ago.
You
I
just
feel
wanted
like
to redeem
to make
yourself.
Up, right.
Yeah. Good call. Sony has announced two new Blu-ray players that will be 3D ready after a firmware update this summer. The $200 BDP S470 and the $250 BDP S570, both with iPhone app control and video on demand from Netflix, Amazon, and more. The S570 also adds Wi-Fi, so you don't need any type of, you know, router, Wi-Fi router, or anything else specifically hooked up to it. And it's wireless N, which is good.
Or you could just buy a PS3,
which does
everything.
Yeah. Google will test gigabit fiber internet connections for up to 500,000 people, assuming they can, quote, find interested communities. Who would not be interested in that? Just to give a little perspective on this, that's 256 times faster than the national average of 3.9 megabit high speed internet connections. And 66 times faster than the 15 megabit Comcast cable connections that so many of us have. So just to further illustrate how fast that is, if you like wanted to download an A title game and it was going to take like 8 hours to download it, that would now take 8 minutes.
Wow.
That's huge. When the iPad launches in March, iTunes pricing for standard def TV shows will drop to just 99 cents per episode, down from $1.99. No word yet on if they're going to reduce the price of HD movies, but really... what difference does it make, since you can't watch them in HD anyway?
I can't wait to see that thing sink.
Yep.
And it won't.
It's the new Newton.
I hope it is.
That's
I really,
really
hope
it
is, but I don't think it will be.
No. Frisbee inventor Fred Morrison has passed away of natural causes at the age of 90. Sad. Microsoft senior product manager said that Microsoft is looking into making a version of Office for the iPad, which would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. The Fiat 500 will go on sale in the U.S. before the end of the year, according to Dodge CEO and Chrysler Group design chief Ralph Giles, however you say his last name. But that's pretty cool.
I would say Gillis.
Gillis? You think so?
I know.
I knew somebody whose last name was Gillis, and it was not spelled that way.
Yeah.
But anyway. A Radio Shack store in Manhattan exploded yesterday after a manhole explosion sparked a transformer fire. I don't know what's weirder, this entire story or the fact that nobody yet has made a manhole explosion joke on this show. I don't even want to guess what a manhole explosion is or what causes one.
I got to look it up. It actually wasn't the Radio Shack store that had the explosion. It was the store next to it.
Well, then why'd they mention Radio Shack in the story?
Because, hold on.
Because people don't know the name of the other store.
No, they do. It's another famous store.
It sounds better to say that Radio Shack exploded than the Subway sandwich place. No, that would actually be kind of funny. I mean, as long as nobody got hurt. Boy, did anybody get hurt? I hope not. I mean, that's pretty scary to think about.
Oh, you know what? It was just...
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you?
No, I do. It was also... there were a couple other places that were... Like a Bally's Total Fitness was affected, too.
Oh, okay.
But it was...
That's weird. You don't often see an entire store explode.
Yeah.
I saw a picture online. It looked terrifying. Quizda's QCM330 is a cell phone to be released in Europe through Vodafone after this year's CeBIT trade show. The big deal is that its 4-inch screen has a 1280 by 1024 resolution, which is higher res than most laptop computers. That is crazy talk. But the thing is that when you look at pictures of this phone, it looks very widescreen. So I don't know how that resolution could even be accurate. I'm guessing that the 1280 part is accurate, but the 1024 is not. Because that doesn't make any sense. That would be almost square.
Right.
But anyway. While there's no word on availability in the U.S., Audi has finally unveiled the A1 to compete with the Mini. Surprisingly, the car will only be available, at least initially, with front-wheel drive, which is nuts because...
What's surprising about that?
Well, Audi's whole claim to fame is their quattro all-wheel drive system, which was so good that it got them banned from road rally competitions because nobody could compete with them for a long time. TiVo is supposedly about to announce something big, saying that inventing the DVR was just a warm-up. They're out of TiVo HD units and have been for weeks, and a customer found a product manual for something called TiVo Premiere in his TiVo HD box recently, and invitations were just sent out to industry insiders for a March 2nd launch event, but nobody's really sure exactly what it's going to be.
It's their last attempt.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm hopeful that DirecTV TiVo box comes out pretty soon.
Right.
It's supposed to be out last fall. Apple will give a $10,000 iTunes gift card to the person who downloads the 10 billionth song from iTunes or who fills out the no purchase necessary form.
Sure.
Basically, whichever entry is received immediately following the, 9 billionth, 999,999,999th download will win.
I heard this on the news this morning. Do you know what the most downloaded song on iTunes ever is?
Ever?
Yep.
Ever on iTunes.
I don't know that. I would think you know this song, but you're going to tell me you don't know it. Like within the last year.
No, something by Lady Gaga.
No. That's a good guess, though. No.
By Miley Cyrus.
No.
Oh.
I'll give you two more guesses. You'll probably guess it.
Ooh.
As big as Lady Gaga.
Katy Perry?
No. Bigger.
I don't know. I give up.
Black Eyed Peas that...
Really?
That I've Got a Feeling. Yeah.
I don't know that song.
You certainly know that song.
I don't listen to the radio.
You don't have to. It's on every movie trailer.
Oh. How's it go?
I'm not...
Why? You can sing. Why wouldn't you sing it?
I don't want to.
Okay. Whatever. Canon has just announced that... Do you think there's a little counter on the iTunes, on iTunes so you can see how close they're getting? Because don't you think everybody would just like be hovering over their computer waiting to...
But if they did that, then people...
Then everyone
would
wait.
Right.
Yeah,
I think they just want everyone to keep buying.
Right, so hopefully you'll be the one.
In fact, you won't even hear about it for another week.
Can you use an iTunes gift card to buy like computers and stuff?
I don't know. I wondered that when I was on my way over here.
There's no way I'm going to buy 10,000 songs. But anyway. Canon has just announced the EOS Rebel T2i, a.k.a. the EOS 550D, for $799 for the body only or $899 with a lens. It's got loads of cool features, including 9-point autofocus, a 63-zone metering system, 3-inch live view smudge-resistant viewfinder, ISO speed settings from 100 to 6400, and 1080p video shooting at 24, 25, or 30 frames per second, with an external mic input. That is so
cool. That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff for that money, that amount of money too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being able to change out the lenses on a 1080p video camera is a pretty cool thing.
Yep.
So that's pretty neat. A Microsoft employee posted on his blog that Windows 8 will be completely different from what folks usually expect of Windows, and that internally they're calling it Windows Next. Finally, there's a rumor that Hulu may reformat videos so that they play on the non-flash using iPad when it launches in March. That seems like an awful lot of work when you could just bitch slap Apple and tell them to get with the program and get Flash working on the products. I mean, seriously, there's no excuse.
Right.
There is absolutely no excuse. There, how many other handhelds have Flash playing on them?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Everybody, nobody else seems to have problems playing Flash. Well, what's Apple's problem?
That was my deal breaker. Lack of HD.
Didn't they say on the iPhone that it's Adobe's issue? And didn't Adobe agree with that?
I don't remember.
Whatever. Get with it.
Yeah.
The phone's been out for 2 years now. Right?
Longer than that.
Almost
three.
It's just dumb.
I agree.
Okay, that's all I got for the mashup. So that means it is time, as always, for our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, as you are so inclined to do, please give us your worst.
I'm going to go with finishing the main game in Borderlands.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to go back and like play through it again, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, not right away, but...
Right.
I had so much fun with that game. That really is one of my favorite games of all time.
That's so cool. I got to play that.
You do.
Now I got to play that.
You do.
Because it sounds like something I would enjoy.
Yep.
My worst entertainment moment of the week, you know, it's not really entertainment related. But
is this one of those where, go ahead, I'm not going to poo-poo on it. Go ahead.
No. There was an earthquake here the other day, and I didn't get to feel it. A lot of people said that it woke them up at 4 in the morning. But, you know, we don't get earthquakes.
I know. My mother acted like she was living on the epicenter.
Even though it was like, you know, 40, 50 miles north of her. Isn't it?
Not that far.
What?
Yeah, not from where my mother lives.
What are you talking about?
She lives in Elgin.
Isn't Sycamore up by Rockford?
Let's see how far they are.
Elgin's west of here, not north of here.
Well, Rockford's not north of here.
Isn't it?
No. Rockford's east or west of here.
I don't know what I'm talking about then.
It's straight down the 90.
We don't say the in front of our
highways.
I
knew the
here.
Second I said it, you were going
to. Dude, how long have you been back here? Seriously, how long has it been since you lived?
Well, let me just say, let's talk about me living in L.A. I lived in L.A. during the Northridge earthquake, and the little 3.8 that I have in here is
4.3.
No,
it's 4.3.
Okay, now we got to. Now I'm going to prove you
wrong.
I'm
going to mix it up.
On the
I'm
going
to go with the theme song from Hawaii 5-0. Bam, 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 bam.
What'd you say
it
was
4.3?
3.8.
According to who?
According to
CNN said
Wall
it was
Street
4.3.
Journal. Wall
They're a business newspaper. What
journal.
Do they know about tectonics? They're a business newspaper.
I'm sorry. I'm going with Wall Street Journal.
But CNN said 4.3.
They don't say that anymore. And where's Anderson Cooper?
Who do you trust more? CNN or big business in America?
Anyway.
So,
That
was no earthquake.
That was someone just like moving your bumper up and down while you were in the car.
maybe the clump character from the Nutty Professor. Yeah, but you know, I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get to experience it in any capacity. But you
it's really
a
shame that you didn't witness
disaster. Disaster. One guy found a crack in a wall. I wouldn't consider that a disaster. But you know, it is a little.
And where's Clooney with our telethon?
Here's the thing. It's a little bit disconcerting the frequency that earthquakes have been happening lately in places that they don't typically happen.
Right.
Okay, sure. There was the one right before Haiti on the West Coast. So nobody really gave that one, you know, too much thought because I don't think it was too big of a deal. And then Haiti happened. So, but you know, Haiti, obviously not an epicenter of tectonic activity. Now Chicago, and we are on the biggest fault line in the United States, but it's not very active. But you know, it is a little strange to think about that, you know, maybe all this stuff is leading up to something
2012.
There's no reason that the Earth's magnetic pole can't flip-flop.
Let me just say that I'm
because
glad.
Because it's happened a bunch of times in the past.
Right.
The past
let me just
history.
Say I'm glad I work just two blocks from where John Cusack lives because the second it starts to fall apart.
You're going to get him. You're going to jump in the RV, right. And you're going to be safe. Does he live by you?
Yeah, he lives just a couple blocks from where I work. Where I work.
Oh, okay.
Where I live.
Okay. By the way, remember when we were talking about steak joints and you mentioned Gibson's and I said Gordon's? It wasn't Gordon's. It was Morton's.
Ah. They have those all over.
Yeah.
There's one in LA, actually.
Oh, okay. But that's supposed to be a decent steak joint, isn't
definitely.
It? Definitely. It's very expensive, so it ought to be worth something.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. All right, so what was your best entertainment moment?
What is my best? I will probably go with, you think I'd have this ready already?
Yep.
I'd probably go with this week's Modern Family, which you haven't seen. So I can't say anything about it.
That sucks for me.
I can't say anything about it.
Okay.
But the whole Claire
and Phil storyline.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it even more than normal now. My best entertainment moment of the week is I'm going to have to go with Sawyer on this week's Lost. I think it was his best moment in the entire series when there's a scene when, you know, he's really mad at Jack because he blames Jack for what's his girlfriend's name?
Juliet's
death.
I was going to let you struggle it
out. Thank you. So he blames Jack for Juliet's death. And then, you know, he leaves the temple and Kate goes to track him and she tracks him down in the other's village where he had been the head of security and all that kind of stuff. And she finds him and he kind of storms out and she finds him on the dock, which is the dock where the submarine would dock.
Uh-huh.
And he has a very emotional moment where he confesses to Kate that he blames himself for her death because she wanted to leave the island and he made her stay and that she wouldn't be dead if he hadn't done that. And I really think, you know, there are a lot of times when they've tried to give him emotional moments and they've just been okay or a little bit corny. I thought he did excellent work on this episode and it was I thought it was his best character moment in the entire series.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely unquestionably. And
I'm glad they dialed down his little one-liners.
Yeah.
I mean, granted he's angry right now, so.
Yeah. But it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. But that's it. That's my best entertainment moment of the week.
Wow, that's the best moment of the whole week.
What was yours again?
The latest episode of Modern Family.
Okay. Well, mine was the latest episode of Lost.
More than just a moment. That's like, you know.
Hey, if a moment can be the best rather than an entire
episode. Well, I guess
episode,
it is the best.
That's more bestness per square minute. Okay.
All right.
See where I'm going with that? Do the math on that one. Math boy. So that's pretty much it. Thanks as always for listening. Don't forget you can send email to us.
I guess we're done.
Are you done? Did you have anything else?
Well, you usually ask me if I have anything else.
Hey, so Tony, you got anything else over there?
No, I'm done.
Okay. So thanks as always for being here. Don't forget that you can send email to us at podcast@pause.com. Go to Facebook where you can become a fan and go to iTunes where you can become a fan. Subscribe and leave us a review and a rating. What?
And go on PSN or Xbox Live. And request Inktone as your friend and put in the message who you are.
He's doing like
I'm looking for friends.
He's doing like a little dance in his chair as he's saying this.
Because you get on a roll and then I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to squeeze in.
No, it's not like we got a time limit here.
I got to go.
I'm sorry. I'll give you my gamer tag too, which is Children of Niobe. Although you will rarely, if ever, see me on there. But go ahead and, you know, hook me up.
Niobe spelled how?
N-I-O-B-I.
All right.
Really? People don't know that? What?
I wouldn't have guessed it right off.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then I apologize for your ignorance. So that's pretty much it for this week. Thanks again, and we will see you next week.
Bye.